Hello, I'd like to introduce you to Laura King and the magic of hypnosis. I would like to talk about hypnosis, what it is, how it works, and how it can be made to work for you. Hypnosis can help us better understand ourselves. It can help us change our bad habits into good ones and our negative feelings into positive ones. Through hypnosis, changes happen easily. In fact, it may seem more like magic than a scientific tool. Unfortunately, hypnosis and hypnotists at times have been portrayed in a negative light. Consequently, many people have doubts and reservations about hypnosis and fail to understand its benefits and its power to heal. Numerous books have been written about hypnosis and extensive research has proven its safety and effectiveness. Nevertheless, people still have doubts or misconceptions. My purpose in this program is to clarify some of the myths and misconceptions and to remove the mystery about what hypnosis really is. First of all, during hypnosis, a person is neither unconscious nor unaware of their surrounding environment. Secondly, at no time is the hypnotist able to control a person. In a session, no silly unwanted behaviors are programmed and no dark secrets are revealed. Thirdly, hypnosis is only done voluntarily, meaning you can only be hypnotized if you choose to go into hypnosis and if you're willing to follow your hypnotist's instructions. Laura King's role as your hypnotist is to be your guide. Following her instructions will guide you into a wonderful, relaxed state of focus and awareness. You will remain conscious, only very relaxed. You will be aware, able to hear, to talk, to make decisions during your hypnosis session. You're able to remember everything that happens, such as the positive reinforcement given and the different ways in which you are able to relax your mind. If for any reason you become uncomfortable or simply want to stop, you can emerge yourself at any time. In your hypnotic state, you can easily make positive changes because your self-conscious mind is more open to suggestions. By having your mind and body in a relaxed state, the subconscious part of your mind will be better able to accept positive suggestions, which in turn will help you overcome your targeted issue. In understanding hypnosis and how it works, it's important to learn about how your mind works. Your mind consists of two components. Number one, the conscious mind, and number two, the subconscious mind. First, let me explain how the conscious mind works. The conscious mind, often referred to as the logical mind, has four primary functions. One function of the conscious mind is to perform analytical duties, such as balancing your checkbook, organizing your daily activities, and making choices. The conscious mind analyzes problems and figures out how best to solve them. The second function of the conscious mind is to be rational. This component creates reasons for your behavior. It explains why you do the things you do. In almost every situation, you can come up with a logical, rational reason for why you did something. This is known as rationalization. An excellent example of this function is when a smoker says, "I smoke because it relaxes me and gives me time to pause and gather my thoughts." While this is not a true reason why the smoker smokes, it sounds rational, logical, and the smoker can comfortably continue to smoke. Unfortunately, rational reasoning, despite being logical, is incorrect 99% of the time. This is because our true motivation for our behavior and responses stems from another deeper part of the mind. The third function of the conscious mind is your willpower. Willpower is your ability to control your behavior by stopping and thinking about your actions before doing them. Unfortunately, it doesn't work very well for changing habits because it's too tiring to consciously think before you act for an extended period of time. The moment you let up, the habit comes right back. All of us have tried using willpower to change the things we dislike about ourselves. Many clients have used willpower to change habits, such as excessive eating or smoking, but in the long run, they've had trouble making it last. While willpower appears to be a powerful part of the conscious mind, it only takes us to a certain point in overcoming or correcting a problem. Lastly, the fourth function of the conscious mind is what is called the working memory. Essentially, this is your short-term memory, the memory required to get through life on a daily basis. Our minds work in such a way that when a piece of information is no longer serving a useful purpose, it disappears. It leaves our thoughts, and we seem to forget it. These four functions, the analytical, rational, willpower, and working memory, are vital components to our conscious minds. However, these are not the sole parts of our mind. This is where knowledge of the subconscious mind and how it works in relation to the conscious mind plays an important role. While the conscious mind deals with logical and rational thinking, the subconscious mind is more in tune with who we are, how we respond, and what we believe. While awake, our subconscious is not easily accessible, yet it is recording each experience and responding to that experience automatically. In many ways, our subconscious mind may be compared to the hard drive of a computer. It is programmed by your life experiences beginning in the womb during pregnancy, so that today you are a sum total of everything that has ever happened to you. As a hard drive, your subconscious mind includes databases which have stored information from your life's experiences. Likewise, it is through your subconscious that your beliefs, your likes, dislikes, and your opinions are born. For example, we don't have to stop and figure out what we believe in order to respond to a particular situation. We simply know what we believe to be true, and we react accordingly. The four components of the subconscious mind include habits, emotions, long-term memory, and self-preservation. Our habits are a function of our subconscious mind. When we do the same thing in the same way with enough repetition, the subconscious mind makes it a habit. A habit is an automatic response or reminder to respond to a certain situation in a specific way. For example, if you have a habit of brushing your teeth before you go to bed, then your subconscious mind creates the thought of brushing your teeth as you get ready for bed. Many smokers will find themselves unconsciously picking up a cigarette when they get on the phone or when they pull out of the driveway in their car. These repetitive actions become habits. When we attempt to overcome a bad habit, our conscious mind uses willpower to initiate the change. However, willpower simply initiates the desire to change, and usually is unsuccessful at eliminating the problem. While our conscious mind finds it difficult to change bad habits, our subconscious mind is able to change bad habits into good ones with ease, through the help of hypnosis. The second part of our subconscious mind is our emotional mind. We have feelings about everything in our lives, but most of the time, these emotions buried deep in our subconscious are below our conscious awareness. Whenever we need an emotion or when something triggers an emotion, the subconscious opens up and we feel that emotion consciously. As humans, we experience a full range of emotions. Through hypnosis, we can change our attitudes and beliefs and thus our emotional responses. It is possible to reduce guilt, anger, hatred, and resentment, opening us up to experience more pleasant emotions, such as caring, joy, and happiness. Our subconscious also functions as our long-term memory, recording impressions of everything we have ever done, seen, heard, tasted, smelled, or imagined. Amazingly, our subconscious mind never forgets our experiences. Every impression is stored somewhere in your subconscious mind. And it is through hypnosis that we recall or re-experience past experiences. Even our birth experiences can be accessed. As interesting as it is to regress to a past experience, however, our subconscious memory is subjective. By this, we mean that the subconscious mind stores the memory not only of real experiences, but also of thoughts, fantasies, daydreams, and night dreams. Our subconscious mind is unable to tell the difference between reality, an event that is actually happening, and imagination, events that occur in our thoughts, but not in real life. Thus, whether real or imaginary, each experience is saved in our long-term memory. Understandably so, we never assume a memory recalled in hypnosis is something that actually happened. While we may address a memory in hypnosis as real, we should never assume that it truly happened. Finally, the fourth aspect of our subconscious mind is our protective or self-preserving mind. Its job is to protect us against danger, both real and imagined. A perfect example is a person with a phobia of some nature. In such an instance, the subconscious mind is using the powerful emotion of fear to try to protect you from what it believes to be dangerous. Something imagined in detail by your subconscious mind affects you just as powerfully as if it actually happened to you, and the inner mind cannot tell the difference. Hypnosis can use the imagination to help you reprogram positive experiences in your subconscious mind and ultimately help you overcome a phobia or irrational fear. Hypnosis is simply about making a change in the subconscious mind. When a positive suggestion is allowed to go into your subconscious mind, it changes your beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors, which you would like to improve. So, how does a suggestion enter your subconscious? How does hypnosis work to help you? To understand, there is one last element of the conscious mind to explain. It's called the critical factor. The critical factor operates automatically when you are using your conscious mind, acting as a critic or a judge of all suggestions presented to you. The critical factor protects the status quo of your beliefs in your subconscious mind. When you hear a suggestion, the critical factor checks with the subconscious mind to see if that suggestion is in agreement with your existing beliefs. If it is in agreement, then the suggestion is allowed to enter your subconscious and that belief is strengthened. If it is not, the suggestion is rejected and there is no change. Through hypnosis, the critical factor of the conscious mind is bypassed in order to have the door to the internal subconscious mind opened. In other words, it is getting your thoughts, ideas, concepts, and feelings that you want into your subconscious computer. A hypnotist is like a human computer reprogrammer. While you have targeted a specific glitch, something like a bad habit in your programming, the hypnotist is able to guide you into a relaxed yet aware state and reprogram your subconscious with positive suggestions to correct the problem. Automatically, you will respond differently as your mental programming will be different. While hypnotized and working with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is still able to hear and react to stimulants in your environment. You will hear, speak, and make decisions in the process of receiving positive suggestions. Actually, all of your five senses become sharper, keener, and more powerful. Your ability to decide what you will and will not do, or what you will or will not accept, is much stronger. Also, when you are in a hypnotic state, the mental attitude you hold when you hear a suggestion determines whether or not it enters into your subconscious mind. For instance, a positive attitude and belief in the effectiveness of hypnosis makes it easier for the suggestion to be accepted into your subconscious mind to create a better opportunity for change. A positive perspective and a desire to change will make your hypnosis session more effective. For instance, a mental attitude you can hold on to when you hear a suggestion is, "Wow, I like that suggestion. I know it's going to work beautifully for me." Yes, and it will. This attitude means that you passionately want the suggestion to take effect. You trust and invite it into your subconscious mind. And because the suggestion is allowed to enter your subconscious mind, the change happens. In contrast, a doubtful or negative response will lead to the rejection of that suggestion. There will be no improvement, nor will you be able to achieve your intent. For example, if you're uncomfortable or dislike a suggestion, your mind will reject it. There is not enough energy behind that suggestion for it to make much of an impression, so it's rejected and there is no change. A doubtful mindset, such as, "I like that suggestion, I sure hope it works," is not effective either. When the mind thinks and hears the word hope, it is directly linked to doubt, and doubt rejects the suggestion. In order to achieve success, you want to avoid this type of thinking. For instance, if you hope hypnosis is going to work, you truly don't believe it works, and you're instructing your own mind at some level to reject any positive suggestions given. On the other hand, if you want the change and focus on the suggestion with a positive attitude, trusting that it will work, the suggestion will be accepted and positive change will happen. Trusting and believing in hypnosis is the first step to a successful new you. Hypnosis is a natural state of mind. You're going in and out of hypnosis all day long. Actually, it's surprising how many times your critical factor is being bypassed every day. For example, we've all heard of highway hypnosis when you're driving down the road and you don't remember driving the last block or maybe the last several miles, or perhaps you missed your turn. That's because you're daydreaming. Your subconscious mind took over driving for your own protection. Another example, television is one of our greatest hypnotists. While engaged in a show, we often zone out and relax to such an extent that sometimes we ignore things going on around us. Add to that the fact that advertisers know everything hypnotists know about bypassing your critical factor. Advertisers use that knowledge to suggest to you or to hypnotize you into buying their products. In other situations, authority figures can bypass your critical factors. For example, people you admire, those who you believe know more than you do, you will tend to believe them more often. All kinds of people bypass your critical factor. Anytime you're feeling a strong emotion, such as love or fear, anger or grief, you are more vulnerable to suggestions. Things said to you or things you say to yourself will bypass your critical factor, becoming part of your subconscious programming. You don't have to be in any kind of relaxed state at all to accept suggestions. These types of behaviors are called waking hypnosis, and it happens every day. Sometimes we have behaviors or feelings that overwhelm us and can turn into phobias, panic attacks, or other excessive responses. We do not develop phobias out of a habit, but rather because of some situation that frightened us badly in the past. Often these events occurred during early childhood. For example, many people have a fear of public speaking or are terrified of snakes, spiders, or heights. We learn these fears from experiences that are often long forgotten. These automatic responses have been stored deep in our subconscious minds, and we often can't understand why some things cause us to react in certain ways. With hypnotherapy techniques, we can remove the fear by changing the response where it exists in your subconscious mind. Hypnosis is very effective in overcoming these kinds of problems as well. Now that you understand how hypnosis works, I'd like to review a few points. First, a hypnotist cannot control you, make you do things you don't want to do, or make you reveal secrets. Second, you are always in control and have to voluntarily ask to be hypnotized. Third, when you choose hypnosis, you're willing to follow the instructions which guide you into a state of hypnosis. Fourth, you're not asleep or unconscious. You're always aware and able to respond during hypnosis. And fifth, hypnosis can create powerful positive changes in your life when you hold a positive mental attitude toward a suggestion offered to your subconscious mind. These sessions have been designed to make the powerful benefits of hypnosis available to everyone at any time. In the privacy of your home or in the hustle and bustle of your busy workday, you can set aside just 20 minutes and use these sessions to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Remember that you absolutely should not listen to any kind of self-hypnosis program while driving or operating any kind of machinery or tools. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about how hypnosis works. If you have any further questions concerning hypnosis and what it can be used for, or if you'd like to schedule a personal session, please feel free to call Laura King's office at 561-841-7603 or visit Laura King's website at www.summitdynamics.net.